The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
How's everybody doing this morning, Mo? How you feeling?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm kind of at that point in life when people ask me how I'm doing, I don't know what to say.
Cassie is feeling every word of that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man. You know, just trying to get through it, living life, working hard, trying to get some rest, repeat. That's it. That's life right now.
How's the leg?
It's better. It's better. My friend told me that the first time he had a flare-up in his knee, it took 6 months before he was fully healed. So I was like, damn, 6 months? But It comes and goes, but for the most part, it's been a lot better for the last week or so since I started taking the cherry tart juice.
Cool. All right. Abby, how was your day yesterday?
I feel like we always get this question on Wednesday specifically, and I can't stress this enough. Tuesday is my most boring day of the week, so I never have anything interesting to say other than yesterday I cleaned my apartment and I worked. I'm getting ready for the weekend. My best friend from college and her boyfriend are coming to visit, so just kind of gearing up for that, trying to get all the stuff done this week so that I can enjoy her company come Friday and Saturday.
I will make a note. Do not ask Abby on Wednesday morning.
I never have anything interesting to say. I'm like, here it comes, Wednesday again. I did nothing cool. And I just look like this loser 28-year-old. Like, yeah, yesterday I went to work and then I went home and now I'm here again.
that's a weird perception.
Yeah.
Yesterday, for me, highlight and low light was shopping with Hollis yesterday for his trip to the Vatican.
Nice.
It was great.
What'd you buy?
We just went to Old Navy. We bought him like four outfits. He dresses like his dad. He doesn't have anything like Vatican appropriate.
Yes, Old Navy is absolutely where I go for the Vatican.
I mean, all he needed was khakis and some button-down shirts and stuff like that. So we did that and got him ready for Italy. He's going to break away a little bit and see the Colosseum because it's not on their schedule, but they're allowed to do that.
Oh, nice.
And also, it's his birthday coming up also, right? Aww. So he's got graduation, his birthday coming up. And it just so happens that Roma, which is the soccer team in Rome, is playing while he's there. So I told him, for your birthday, I'll get you tickets to the match.
Nice.
So he's going to see Rome play, who was it? Milan, maybe.
Oh, my God. What
Sunday.
An incredible birthday.
I know, right? Some of his friends are already in Italy. They're traveling in Italy by themselves right now and going to meet up with the whole class tomorrow. He leaves tonight. So his high school team is in the state playoffs today, and then he leaves tonight for Rome. Crazy day.
Yeah, that 17-year-old's got a better life than you do right now, Abby.
I was like, you're going to Italy and you're going to go see the soccer players play Milan versus Rome. Like, my life is going to be cool in like 3 months, but right now my life is very uncool.
Abby
and Old Navy, come on now.
Come on now.
Abby needs Hollis's phone number so she can have him pick her up an Italian soccer player to bring back.
Right.
Yeah. You think you'd have to play tariffs on that?
Probably.
For sure. I did find myself extending the time yesterday with him a little bit. Like, like, hey, you know what? We should go to another couple of stores, yeah. right? Just because he's leaving for Italy, he gets back, then he's going to get caught up in working on the summer, and then he leaves for college in August. So I'm like, you know, we should get some pizza also.
Kristen, now is the best time for you to count how many days until Hollis leaves for college and just remind Bart every day, you only have 18 days.
Difference between Bart and I have a heart, and I wouldn't do that.
Well, I don't, so.
I've got an algorithm that's got me right in there also, and is telling you again, you got to be paying attention every single day. And I'm like, Kristen, now I get it. Mm-hmm. I know I'm living. How you doing, Kristen?
Good. Abby was here when I played the message in my voicemail that Jimmy ran into a pole at school and had a nice 2-inch.
Oh.
A 2-inch up and down, 1-inch side to side. Massive bump bruise on his head. So I got the message and they said they were going to call Bart, but then we started getting text messages and the nurse sent a photo of what his head looked like. Oh, this is not pretty.
Real jacked up, huh?
So I was like, I texted and I'm like, thank you. Do we need to come get him? And they're like, no, he's playing Magnetiles and he seems to be okay. And his teacher distracted him by playing some Octonauts for him. So now he's got a new favorite show that I didn't even know existed that is on Netflix. So that's cool. But it's cute, so it's fine. And then I go to pick him up and the kid comes to the door and they open the door. And, you know, you should downplay it for the sake of your child and not freak him out. But I was like, oh, dang. Your face is messed up.
Does he react differently around Bart when he gets hurt than when he does?
Oh, I gotta kiss every
you.
Boo-boo to make it better.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's I'm not, you know, he's my sensitive child. So the littlest thing happens and he's, you know, and he's a little dramatic. So he's very much my child. Mm. But yeah, so we got home and it's just this huge, like out of a cartoon bump on his forehead that's got a line going down the middle. That's the bruise. And it's just so swollen and it's yeah. And so and the last day of school. So last day of school pictures will be on Thursday, which is fitting because we talked to Cassie about her daughter hurting herself right before class photos.
It's so easy to AI or Photoshop that stuff out now, though. So
you know what? I don't want to because it's not traumatic, but it's one of those moments that you want to remember as it was.
All right. It's a story to
like,
tell for sure.
Mar and all that, you know, and I'm like, did you trip? And he got so mad at me and he's like, I did not trip. I was running. And I go, you were running and looking behind you, weren't you? And he was like, yes. So he likes to run now and look behind him. And he's not looking where he's going, and he just ran right to that pole at school.
Yeah, ooh. I think I told you guys this story. When I had, I was out with Hayden one day, and we were doing the same thing. We were sprinting or running or racing each other, quote unquote. And he tripped just as he got to a tree and didn't break his fall. My son Hayden has a habit of this. He falls and doesn't break it, so his face goes right into the tree. Ooh. I mean, and it is, he split his forehead. And forehead cuts for whatever reason just ooze, man.
They bleed.
And bleed and bleed and bleed, right?
Chins do too.
So he's with me and he's not crying, but the blood is dripping down his face like he's a WWE wrestler, right? Just dripping down his face. I get him to the house. Everything seems to be under control and fine. He remained fairly calm. Stacy walks in the door and he loses it. Just starts crying. And he was with me, no problem at all. Soon as she walked in the house, all the tears started, man.
It's mom time.
It is mom time. Because
he knows it. And, like, so that's what happened. So I pick him up from school, and the teacher, Miss Kelly, was like, yeah, so I was trying to, like, she goes, I know it looks bad, but I was trying to play it down. And I'm over here like, and then we get home, and I give him a bowl of ice cream because, you know, I feel bad that he had a rough day. And then Bart gets home, and he's like, so what has Jimmy had to eat today? And I'm like, a bowl of ice cream. Once again, proving why it's more fun to parent on by yourself than with another person.
The Burt Show.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.